I'm Wesley J. Smith, Senior Fellow at the Discovery Institute, and you're listening to Brave New Bioethics. Back at the first of the year, I peered into my obviously on the fritz crystal ball and predicted that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy would reverse his earlier position opposing partial birth abortion and vote to strike down the federal ban on that procedure known medically as intact dilation and extraction. Boy, was I wrong. Not only did he not change his position, he wrote the majority opinion affirming the ban. I have now read the majority opinion of Gonzales v. Carhart. Here are the sections I see as lying at the heart of the ruling. Quote, the principles set forth in the joint opinion of Planned Parenthood v. Casey contained a premise central to its conclusion, that the government has a legitimate and substantial interest in preserving and promoting fetal life. This would be repudiated were the court now to affirm the judgment of the Court of Appeals overturning the federal ban. Close quote. But this interest in protecting fetal life does not mean that the essential holding of Roe v. Wade, that there is a constitutional right to abortion before viability, has been undermined. Quote, we assume the following principles for the purposes of this opinion. Before viability, a state may not prohibit any woman from making the ultimate decision to terminate her pregnancy. It also may not impose upon this right an undue burden, which exists if a regulation's purpose or effect is to place a substantial obstacle in the path of the woman seeking an abortion before the fetus attains viability. On the other hand, regulations which do no more than create a structural mechanism by which the state or the parent or guardian of a minor may express profound respect for the life of the unborn are permitted. What does this mean? Roe v. Wade has been reaffirmed. On the other hand, while I am no expert in this area of jurisprudence, the following assertions seem to be a stronger affirmation of the moral value of nascent human life than has heretofore found its way into most Supreme Court jurisprudence. Quote, the government may use its voice and its regulatory authority to show its profound respect for the life within the woman, citing Roe v. Wade. The state, from the inception of the pregnancy, maintains its own regulatory interest in protecting the life of the fetus that may become a child, which cannot be set at naught by interpreting Casey's requirement of a health exception so it becomes tantamount to allowing a doctor to choose the abortion method he or she might prefer. Where it has a rational basis to act, and it does not impose an undue burden, the state may use its regulatory power to bar certain procedures and substitute others, all in furtherance of its legitimate interests in regulating the medical profession in order to promote respect for life, including the life of the unborn. Close quote. It is also interesting to note that the court made a pretty big deal out of Nebraska's partial birth abortion law that was struck down as unconstitutional, perhaps in part because it used the term, quote, kills the unborn child, close quote, versus the now constitutional federal ban, which used the term fetus. The court also discusses differing types of abortion as, quote, concerning the way the fetus will be killed, close quote, which the court ruled, quote, is of legitimate concern to the state, close quote. So what is the bottom line? Here is how I see it at first blush. 1. Roe v. Wade is not in any danger of being overturned as the court is currently constituted. 2. Casey v. Planned Parenthood, not Roe v. Wade, is now unquestionably the reigning case in abortion jurisprudence. 3. Restrictions and impediments to later-term abortions will be permitted if they are narrowly and precisely written using medical rather than polemic advocacy lexicon. 4. The intrinsic value of human life has been boosted. Abortion is unique in this regard because the fundamental issue of the woman's personal autonomy is seen as a conflicting value to protecting embryonic fetal life. But outside of the abortion context, it seems to me that this case could be construed as a strong affirmation of the state's interest in protecting fetal and perhaps even embryonic human life. All in all, a good decision, it seems to me. I'm Wesley J. Smith, and that's my opinion. Thanks for listening.